Also remarkable is the role of repetition in sparking earworms. Songs tend to get stuck when we listen to them recently and repeatedly. If repetition is such a trigger, then perhaps we can blame our earworms on modern technology. The last 100 years have seen an incredible proliferation of devices that help you listen to the same thing again and again. Records, cassettes, CDs, or streamed audio files. Have these technologies bred some kind of unique contemporary experience? And are earworms just a product of the late 20th century? The answer comes from an unlikely source, Mark Twain. In 1876, just 1 year before the phonograph was invented, he wrote a short story imagining the sinister takeover of an entire town by a rhyming jingle. This reference and others show us that earworms seem to be a basic psychological phenomenon, perhaps exacerbated by recording technology, but not new to this century. So yes, every great historical figure, from Shakespeare to Sacagawea, may well have wandered around with a song stuck in their head. Besides music, it's hard to think of another case of intrusive imagery that's so widespread. Why music? Why don't watercolors get stuck in our heads? Or the taste of cheesy taquitos? One theory has to do with the way music is represented in memory.